I mean, if you've got anything to do with violence at all on your CIB, then that affects you pretty much any job these days because of everything that's happened in the past, which is a good thing in a way, but it also gives people like me who haven't been in trouble since they was younger a stigma attached to it. Well, actually, no, don't go near her. She's a thug 5 years ago, so you can't employ her. It's just that stigma that's with it, isn't it? And on paper, what you look like as a person on paper is completely different to what you look in real life.
So 5 years ago, you feel that you were a completely different person from the one that you are 100%, now?
100%, 100%, yeah.
Tell me how things have changed since then.
I grew up. Stopped thinking the world owed me something. Stopped thinking I was a victim. And being a survivor, I suppose.
And now you've been given this chance, this opportunity to be a volunteer. What role will you be doing with Casey's Corner?
Admin, 100%, but also I'll be, like, doing whatever I can to help Alison, really, whatever I can at all. I want to do some work with the community, obviously, and help out children, well, teenagers, and see what else I can offer.
Teenagers like you?
Yeah.
And I've got two other people here who are also going to be joining in with Casey's Corner. And we've got Emma Titter. Your background is theatrical, is it?
It is indeed. I met Alison through Outset Plymouth, and my business is Titter's Travelling Theatre. And I run drama clubs and workshops for primary schools at the moment.
Obviously, when Casey's Corner starts popping up in districts all round Plymouth, you'll be pulled in as well.
I hope so. I hope to be working with her very soon.
All sorts of people, their talents and their skills are being used. And Andrew Davies, cook extraordinaire. I know I've sampled a lot of your work. You have been based here at the Crown Centre and Oasis Cafe for some time, but also branching out with Casey's Corner.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I met Alison through the Crown Centre, and she asked me if I would help out with her project of Casey's Corner, and I agreed.
And what are you hoping to do with the community centres? What kind of teaching will you be doing there?
Well, hopefully, again, it'll be with anybody. I like teaching especially with people with special needs. I've been doing that here now for a couple of years at the Crown Centre. Yeah, I'd like to provide the same what I've been doing here to offer to Alison and anybody, children, mums, all the ranges, really.
And I've got to bring back the fact that it was actually volunteering that got you started into your own career, because your background, I know we've all heard on Radio Devon before, having schizophrenia was not an easy thing for you or for the stigma and prejudice that you encountered from people.
No, that's right, yeah, so it's great to it's great and encouraging that Alison has, like, come along and offered me, like, the position that she has done. It's all confidence building for myself and... Yeah, it's. I'd never thought I would be doing this in my life, to be quite honest. So it's very exciting.
And how does it feel for you to be going round and actually transforming other people's lives?
Yeah, I get a lot of satisfaction from it. If I can encourage someone to go on and start doing MVQs and progressing in cooking, it's a great bonus. And yeah, I really get a lot from it.
And that's what it's about, isn't it, Alison? So Emily and Andrew have both had struggles in the past, and yet now they want to share their knowledge.
Yeah, I think it's important to have real good, positive role models out there. And I think, you know, these are just two of our examples of positive role models that, you know, they've either got some sort of background of that they've been tempted to be involved in or an illness, and they've overcome that by not giving up. And, you know, one of my big mottos is in life, you know, don't give up on things, and that what don't kill you makes you stronger. You know, it's about, you know, if it's about carrying on, and it's about reaching for your goal and not letting anything stop you, really.